You're ready for me. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. My name is Reggie Bullock, and this is the This Is Recorded podcast. Ah, so glad to see you again. Thank you. I miss you, old friend. I'm joined once again by my lovely co-host and wife and fine-ass chica. Yes, say hello.
Hello.
Okay, so we back at it, and we back, you dig? But we just kind of talk about... Why you gotta be so insecure? If you know that song, if you know, you know. If you know, you know. Pusha T. That's his shit. You don't know because you're not lit.
I don't like Pusha T.
Don't start that. We not having no slander.
Here we go.
But yeah, we are. This is an insecure appreciation episode. Power to the people. Black Klansman was a disappointment. I'm sorry, y'all, but. God bless.
We wouldn't have
slander. I mean, we're not. It's not slander. It's truth.
And okay. It was true that I don't like Pusha T.
Okay, well, just chill out, because you're gonna make us lose all the viewers we got already on our program. We're recording our program right now.
We are. Okay.
But Insecure. It's a really fucking amazing show. It comes on Sunday nights at 10:30 on HBO. That's our plug. Send us our money because we need it. And it's just a really good show. And in a nutshell, we're going to try to give y'all a little preview of our thoughts on it or what the show is actually. So, where do we get started?
I guess we can start, like, it's just a really good, like, it's super, like, relatable for us. Like, we 30 now.
Fuck.
Turn 30. God damn it. All right. So, like, the 30. Ish crowd, I guess. I don't think you can go like.
Issa Rae was born in 85. She said on the Breakfast Club.
Okay, my sister was born in 85. Shout out to you. Shout out to my baby sister Shay.
Yeah. So like, for those people in that age range, like.
Yeah, like
people we graduated with.
Or even a little
with,
bit younger, probably yeah, like and I don't younger. Know, maybe 25 to like 35
ish.
Four and a half.
Okay, yeah.
Probably 35.
That's a good
But just like for us, it's like for me, it's like super like right there. Like I feel like, I mean, her life is different from mine, of course, because I mean, I got
you're
married.
You like born?
Nah. I mean, I missed my whole phase.
You're fucking boring.
I missed my, yeah.
Why would you settle down?
Yeah, you know, I just didn't have anything else to do. I was
it's
like,
kind of trash.
It. Yeah. But, I don't know. Just, like, it's just relatable. Like, she's, like, right. I think she is 30. Yeah. Well, she might be, like, 32. But I guess when the episode... Just the stuff that she talks about, like, one episode talking about being, like, obsessed with Danity Kane. Like, I can relate to that.
You felt that in your spirit.
I felt that. Because
that's when you knew it was, like...
Tuned in to Making
the Man. You
wanted
to say it was your favorite show, but then it was kind of like, nigga, it is.
Yeah, this is that was, like, the turning point for me.
That was it.
You know, but then I think it can be relatable to some other people because, like, she kind of has, like... You know, she had this boyfriend, like, they're older, and she has a boyfriend he's not really, like, trifling, but he's not a bum, but he's, like, kind of teeter-tottering.
He's, like, he fits the definition of bum, but you like him. We all know niggas like that. That, you know, you don't want to call them a bum because they're very likable, but they are a bum.
Yeah, but I think on the show he hadn't worked.
It was a long ass time.
I think it was, she said, 4 years. He hadn't really worked, so you kind of sit around, like... Here it is, I'm busting my ass. And he probably got, like, a little unemployment check or whatever.
And he didn't really pay attention to her. Like, if you're going to be in that category of a bum, you have to make up with, like, being attentive. Like, you got to, like, hey.
Yeah, I think he might have missed a birthday.
Did I make that word up?
Yeah, I didn't want to fuck that. Yeah, I didn't want
to. Is it attentive?
Hold on,
baby. What we not finna do?
Because I wasn't gonna do you like that. But you brought it up and I saw it in your face. No, hold the fuck on.
Oh, okay, I'm gonna let you
hold
finish.
Hold on, Bridge.
I'm gonna let you finish.
Hold on, Pinky.
Finish. Okay.
Back up. You just gonna make up a whole fucking word?
I just felt like we was going with it. I felt like I looked in your eyes, you looked in my eyes, and like
and
we knew I fucked up, but we was like,
yeah, I was gonna let you have it because you didn't. It wasn't like a
like it came
like,
from
I think
a good. It came from a good.
I
place.
Think you could have slid. Like the listeners maybe wouldn't have heard it, except for Shay definitely would have heard that shit.
So
but yeah, don't make if hey. If you want to say he need to pay attention to her and you don't know the word, don't fucking like, do in that my no mind, more. Hey, don't do that shit
in no my more. Mind, like, when I'm writing down shit, right? If I don't know how to fucking word it, I'm like, fuck that. I'm going to just
maybe
say
maybe
like,
we should log off for the night. Let's try it again tomorrow. Damn, what the fuck up was shit that?
To the, should I start over?
Just don't say attentive.
What the fuck did I even say?
Attentive. What in the fucking hooked on phonics is going on
what
here?
What the fucking e-body? What in the bop bop blue bop blop bam boom was that shit? God, oh my god.
Damn,
like, I really pulled me? That one out of the motherfucking 70s grandma on the porch, like, get that whatchamacallit. It was bad.
It's okay.
We gonna move on. So God bless. If I hope y'all got a good laugh out of it.
Aww.
And just know that y'all don't say words well.
Ooh wee.
As well.
Now you mad? Just calm down.
I don't care.
Aww. Damn.
You know you hurt when you like
made up a whole fucking word. Damn.
I'm just saying this okay. podcast is called This Is Recorded, so I'm not gonna start over.
No,
because I wouldn't. You're not, be true
you know
to
what?
The show.
And you're not perfect. None of us are. You show me a perfect person. This is in the Bible. You show me a perfect person.
They hated on Jesus.
I said this is in the Bible. You just went with it. Like, that definitely is not in the Bible.
But we're going with it. Okay, we done got off task. Excuse me,
yeah,
because
you don't know how to fucking talk.
Excuse me. But, yeah, like I was saying, if you're going to be a bum, you need to pay attention because I'm not going to. I'm not gonna say attentive.
You just really fucked that up. Like, so, I ain't never.
So I'm gonna say you need to be attentive.
Okay.
And you, or you need to, and for you niggas like me, just say you need to pay attention.
Pay attention.
Just don't be like me. Be better than me. Be better than me. Don't make up words. Just say some shit that you know.
Just say the definition,
like, nigga. Like, it's a far gone conclusion. Just say like, oh, we just got to the conclusion.
Right.
Just don't try that extra shit. Because we all want to sound like, you know, Jay-Z or somebody cool when we put words together. But we not him. We wasn't born on December 4th, 1969, by Gloria Carter.
Here we go. Is this like a fucking autobiography? What are you doing? Anyway,
chill out. We're way off topic.
No, that's you.
You're way off
topic. You don't
know
how to fucking talk. Anyways, so, you know,
and
I guess.
And Atnis Reeves. That was his dad's name.
I'm about to fucking walk
okay,
off.
Okay, sorry.
Like how Bridge walked out of Chili's. Okay, anyway.
Shout out to Bridge.
All
right. We got to get back on tab. We got to eventually.
Okay,
like,
here we go. So I was saying it's relatable to me because little stuff like that. And because
I was a bum?
No, not that.
Damn.
I'm saying certain people I know had a bum, but
you.
Now it's gonna get
yeah,
stupid.
But I mean,
okay.
No.
My point is, you know, I'm sure a lot of girls can relate at that age. You have a dude you've been with for a while. He's kind of, you know, don't have a job right now, but then he tried to like get himself together.
And you don't want to let it go. Like, and you then, feel like you put in a lot of time to like.
Right,
and
then,
you know that you feel like they're a good person deep down,
right.
But they might right. not be.
So, I mean, it just gets old, though, trying yeah. to, like, you know, you going to work and you probably stressed out and, you know, he's just sitting at home on the game or whatever, you know, and then he tried to get himself together, but then she does something. Because I don't know if it should
so
be,
everything
like,
happens
it?
In time.
By now, like, if you
yeah,
haven't
my nigga,
watched
if you
it,
haven't seen it, spoiler alert, you're dumb. And spoiler alert, like, watch it. Like, go
yeah.
ahead and watch
so
it.
So anyway, so, you know, he ends up getting himself together, but she ends up cheating on him, you know, and then he don't want to be with you. Now you
okay,
want him
you,
back.
You can't really speak to this because you always fucked with a real nigga, me. But I'm saying for the people who haven't fucked with real niggas, do you feel like it's always that one that got away lingering for most girls? You can't relate, but you talk to girls. So do you feel like,
I mean, I think that it's more so the opposite. Like, I met one girl who, and I don't even know if he's the one that got away or if she's the one that got away for him. And I think that's more right. so what it is, because I feel like with dudes, when you're younger, you know, you kind of be scared to be like, damn, like, this shit is real. Like, I want to be with you. You want to be, like, dumb. Like, yeah, you know,
yo, I ain't trying to have a relationship no, yeah, right now.
I, you know, I'm just nah,
like,
living.
You already know what it is. Like, right. We was just then, doing our thing.
Right.
Like.
And then a couple years later, you realize that's, you know,
then you be like scrolling, like, you're scrolling fucking 52 weeks back and accidentally liking pictures at 3 in the morning. Then you're like, oh shit, I shouldn't have did that.
But yeah, now, you know, so you let her get away. Because I really think that girls are more like, and I agree with living your life a little bit. And maybe, you know, you're 19, so you don't want to get into a real relationship. But for us, like, I feel like we were, shut the fuck up. I feel like we were young. You know, I was 19 and you were 20, but we knew that it was real. And then, like, I mean, we got married at 25. With some people, I mean, some people don't get married
some
until...
Some people think that's really like, man, that's fucking crazy. That shit is stupid.
Yeah, but I mean, I think you should get married when you're young. You get to, you know, experience. Right now, we're still living. Like, we've been married 5 years now.
Right.
But we're still getting, I mean, not really getting to know each other, but just like still, we're still enjoying
okay,
each other.
Okay, translation, we just got some money. We didn't really, we just started to do real nigga shit. We couldn't really do real nigga shit back in the day. But we always had love. But in their case, I felt like the love was there with Lawrence is his name and Issa is her name, the two main characters in the first season, I guess. But it was like, you know, it was love there, and they were in love, and they were growing together. But he was, like, I feel like, especially now, a lot of black young men, including myself, that's why I need y'all to, like, support this podcast and help me out. And tell everybody, you know, that it's lit. Because it's like, all of us is like, we know, like, going to a job and shit, like, it's like, bro, like, I don't really want to do this. Like, I have these great ideas. I just need to get them out and make some money from them. And that's, like, the really, really hard part. So we have to go to these jobs. And for him, he was like, oh, I'm just a creative. So I need to, like, create. I can't be tied down with a job. And in reality, that shit ain't that lit.
Right. But I'm saying, I think that that's fine to dream and whatever. But at the end of the day, like, you don't let your girl go to work every day while you yeah. sit at fucking home. And then I think on first season he like forgot her birthday.
That was or it. That's some why, shit. That's,
like
that's
you
why
gotta
I said
do
attentive.
Oh, okay.
That's why I said that.
Babe, if you do that shit again, he I would never attentive. Be on another one with you again.
He wasn't attentive. That's why she got mad.
Yeah. So I know. You know. So I think then she fucked up. You
so
know.
So the dude that's the one that possibly got away that we were talking about. Or
is the one she
away.
Cheated with, but I just feel like, you know, I don't know. I feel like most of the time it's opposite. I like that they showed it in a different light because then remember, even in the first season, he was kind of trying to like, you know, take her to look at rings, but she had kind of like cheated already, so she felt bad.
Yeah.
Then he found out, like, so he was trying to get his shit together, but then you had already fucked up, and then you fucked up the whole.
And then I feel like that's
relationship because
like,
after the trust is. Gone like you
it's
can't
pretty much
like
over.
I can't
and I think that's what a lot of people it seems like after they cheat they realize like what the fuck did I just do
yeah
they really like fuck the like what did I just do like I don't think it's too many people out there that's like yo like it's cool it's lit I think a lot of people afterwards
I mean, there's a
like,
lot of trash
I mean it's a lot of
out
I mean
there
no maybe girls It
There's a lot of trash, but
I was trying to help you niggas
now
out.
Now I'm saying,
I was
nowadays,
trying, y'all.
That shit is like cute, like to have a side nigga or a side
I was trying
bitch,
to help
so.
You out. Hey,
no,
okay, glad you brought that up. Because also within the show, there comes a point in time where a lot of people is on some like open relationship shit. So it's like, for me, like I'm super open-minded. I feel like if you gay, if you bi... If whatever you want to do is up to you because whatever you identify as love, like your idea of love is going to be different than mine. But I feel like a lot of people bullshit. With that being said, I feel like a lot of people bullshit. I feel like a lot of people feel like they like doing these things with their dude or bringing a girl home or going to a strip club or doing this. Like, I feel like they think they like it because he likes it, but deep down inside, I don't think that shit makes you feel that great.
Mm-mm.
Like, I don't think it makes, like, there may be some people who really enjoy it, but deep down inside, I don't believe people really enjoy this, like, openness that's really a big fucking thing right now. Like, this whole, like, open, like, I was even watching Random Acts of Flyness is what it's called, and it's, like, about
you watched that without me.
Having an open relationship. It was very weird, but it was, like, interesting.
He's an
but
asshole.
Weird. I'm kind of a dick. I'm turning into a dick. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it was just, like, you know, oh, like, they have a, it was a dude, and he was, like, he has an open relationship, and he seen a girl on the train, but he, like, wears dresses or some shit. So he met the girl up, and he wore a dress, and he was like, "I'm into you," and shit. And she was like, "No, but you're like gay, aren't you?" And he was like, "What does that matter?" So basically, what I'm saying is, there's a lot of open shit going on right now, mm-hmm. and people are just cool with it. But the whole open relationship, I don't know if people really, really are cool with that shit. So, and that happens on the show. Please watch Insecure Sunday nights at 10:30. Issa Rae, help a nigga out. Give me a check. But anyway, I'm serious though. Issa Rae, she like, for real. Y'all get this podcast to Issa Rae. Like, we need help. But
you're so ugly.
Like, the whole open relationship, I just feel like deep down, like, everybody, my true belief in life, let me get on my philosophy shit.
Here we go.
My true belief, my third eye is way open. Shout out to my boy Jake at work. He says, oh shit, when I start talking deep. But I'm like, yo, I feel like everybody is born to be loved, and everybody is born to be with someone. What that is, guy, girl, it don't matter, but as long as it's true. But I feel like we live in a time and an era and a stage that, like, people want to act like, oh, whatever makes you happy makes me happy, but that's not. The open shit is just, to me, it's just like, you're not truly happy. Your thoughts on that?
I'm going to agree. Like, I don't think, like, I think it's hard enough. Like, for us, it's not really hard because, like, I don't know. Like, we just really, like, fuck with each other, like, on a different, like, type of level.
We vibrate higher?
I think we really do, like, on every level. Yeah, but, I don't know. It's hard enough trying to please one fucking person, like. I'm trying to please you, like, in every kind of way. Like, mentally, yeah. Spiritually, we, like, have to be there for each other, whatever. So you're trying to please several different people. And then, like, nothing about, like, another bitch being around, like, you or me thinking about another bitch. Nothing about that
especially
is, like,
with
sexy.
The whole, like, threesome shit. Because, like, when you see your nigga really, really into another chick, and you just kind of like, I don't know what the fuck you'd be doing, but you just like standing
or
there.
Or if not, then y'all are just fucking while somebody else watches. Which is fucking weird. I'm not into that.
Whoa.
Like, I'm not. Like somebody, I say that to say, somebody's going to get left out. You have one dick. Yeah. Like, so, I mean, I just think that people who do stuff like that are like searching for like love. Like, you didn't get love.
Or, like, it seemed like, because 9 times out of 10, or 10 times out of 10, mm-hmm. it's going to be another girl coming in. It's not going to be 2 dudes and 1 girl. Like, that's not really
and
happening.
And if it is,
like,
you're
going to
kind of, like, look at your name. Because, you know, but what? I don't think they would, because dudes don't do that. Dudes, when they hear threesome, I don't think they hear 2 dudes
but on
and
that
his
show,
girl ever.
On that show, that did happen. It was 2 dudes. Like, he was saying, like, I wore a dress to her event. So, he was saying But he was already, like, yeah. So
that's
it was like,
different then.
It was like, yo, I bring another dude and we, you know, like, or she bring a girl.
That's weird. That's kind of like rapey,
the
though.
Two dudes
and one girl, to me, seems like a fucking gangbang. It seems rapey.
Yeah. And then,
like, y'all taking turns passing. Yeah. Like, it's weird.
But it's just like, on the show, like, it's really strange, a show. But it's interesting. Like, they have other segments.
It's a terrible show. I know, like, you're going to act like you like it.
I don't know what to think
of it. You picked fucking horrible shows.
That's why I don't want to say nothing, because I don't know what to think of it. So, I don't know. But what I'm saying in a nutshell is, I just feel like a lot of people, like, I feel like a lot of women, for instance, and maybe some men to a certain degree, but in this instance with, like, bringing in, goddamn, instance. We're bringing somebody. I can't talk today. Mm. We're bringing somebody else in. It's like, you know, I don't know if I feel real comfortable with that. That far as the girl goes, it's mm-hmm. like I don't think she feels that comfortable with that. like dudes, they, I mean, I guess they ain't really thinking about it like that. Like, they're like, oh, we have it. So it just feels like the girl is like, just like putting her feelings on the back burner for you. And in a relationship.
Yeah, and it just seems for real like, I just feel like this. If you are going to be, you know, fucking with several people, if you want to fuck several different people, then don't fucking be in a relationship. Don't get married. Like, if you want to be out there, then be out there. But for me, that's super, like, I mean, it's dangerous. Because, I mean, condom, what if the condom breaks and then you fucking get AIDS? Like, I meant for real.
And then, like, and then you several and then people in threesomes in there, and all, it's you, like, yo, niggas don't seem like they really using condoms.
All right, babe, here we fucking go. Now if you're in a threesome, you're not. And that's just so much. Like, you're using condoms, you taking it out of her, putting it in her. That shit is gonna fucking, like, break.
Or transmit something, or something.
I mean, for real, that's too, like, for real. Because, okay, so you think about, so you have a condom on your dick, so you're safe, and I'm doing air quotes. But you take your dick and put it in her, take it out, put it in her. Now they're not safe anymore.
No.
Because now her juices are on that condom. And now you're, like, come on now.
It's science, y'all.
Like, for real. I mean, so then, you know, then say, okay, the condom had a hole in it. And then, like, say it was two dudes and then one girl. And then you get pregnant. Now you don't know who the fuck your baby daddy is. Like, I think about shit like
that. It gets weird. But basically we saying the open relationship is bullshit. In our opinion. Like,
I don't agree with it. And I think also, like, even on the show, like, Molly is Issa's best friend. And she ends up, like, a dude she grew up with. So they're, like, super cool. Been friends for fucking years. Like, 15 plus years, it seems like, because they were young. And now him and his wife have an open relationship. Now you're fucking with him. And now, you know, it seems cool. Because, like, y'all having a good time, whatever. But now you catching feelings. But if his wife calls, he has to leave. Because guess what? That's his wife. And you're just a bitch, at the end of the day.
And that's another thing. Like, I don't feel like women are naturally like, yo, I don't care. Like, I can have casual sex and then be like...
I mean, no. Because like they're friends, too.
And then I just feel like a lot of people are caught, like... They'll probably, nobody comments, but if they were to comment on this shit, if they were to comment on the podcast, they would say, like, that's not true. But I feel like if I search deep down in your soul and you can't fucking lie to me, you're not really cool with that. You're not really cool with, like, yo, I just hit, like, yo, I'm about to bounce. Like, yo,
thank you. Are you being a girl?
Like, thank, no, the dude.
Oh, I was going to say, damn.
Damn, savage.
From New York?
What the fuck is she, Rihanna? What's going on?
Wow.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like...
I mean, you'd be surprised. You would be surprised, because there's some scumbag-ass niggas out here.
What in the fuck? They're going to have the damn thing again. Look. Oh, no, that ain't it. Y'all people, watch out. It's a damn... It's a truck running around here spraying some shit late at night. Y'all niggas stay woke. Y'all laughing at me. It's some weird ass truck. They seen one in Brooklyn.
Babe, you're so ugly. Like,
but anyway, I just feel like women, like, if you're being fucking real, like, bruh, you, that shit's not really cool. Like, I guess if, like, the dude is whack or you feel like the sex is whack, maybe you don't care.
But why would you feel like the sex was whack? But
if you feel like you have a connection with somebody and y'all kind of doing it often, like, it's something more. Look.
Have you really are like going over?
I'm telling you, I'm not crazy. We had to stop the I had to show her. It's a truck spraying some shit and it's late at night and nobody knows what it is. And y'all laughing at me. But y'all niggas know they trying to kill this a predominantly black. This is a HBCU neighborhood. It's a historically black neighborhood. And these white people is around here spraying some shit. And y'all niggas need to wake up.
It's probably just for mosquitoes. All right,
that's what they want you to believe.
So what do you think?
Elvis Presley invented rock and roll.
Okay, here we fucking go. I'm not about to do this.
Stay woke, sister.
Fucking Martin Luther King shit tonight.
I had a dream. And it was that these white people was killing us.
Here we go.
But anyway, I just... like feel like that shit's not nat. She really laughing at me about this shit.
You hopped up so like
because crazy. I want you to know I'm not fucking crazy.
Babe, I saw it the last time they came around. Like, nah,
why they gotta come around when nobody else outside and shit like that?
Babe, if they was trying to be discreet, that shit came through so fucking loud.
And they go by fast, so you can't catch them.
What are you gonna catch them and fucking do? Babe, you're being so weird. I'm not about
I'm
to play with you.
I'm gonna fucking report them.
Okay.
Nah, I'm gonna go out there and get them. But anyway, I'm crazy. we all know that. But... dudes think you know, like, hey, I could just do. Even dudes catch feelings too. Like, women's definitely catch feelings, but dudes catch feelings.
Women's
too.
You're fucking done, bro. Get out of here.
You gotta chill out. You gotta chill out. We gonna move right along. So so supporting somebody when they're down, like she supported him when he was down and then he got back up. And I think that's the worst thing for women, because I feel like that's a reoccurring thing in movies and shows and shit. It's like, nigga, you was a whole bum and now you got your shit together. Like, I think there's nothing more frustrating to a woman than that. Like, she was really holding the man down and then he
and
like
you got him ready for some fucking body else.
Oh my god.
That's the worst.
Oh, my God.
And she
kind
of did, because then he was dating that girl from the bank.
And then he started dating another girl that they worked together at the tech place.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, now he's not on the show, they say. But, yeah, like, that's got to be the worst. And I feel like that's a, like, situation for a lot of people. And then it's kind of a slap in the face, because it was like, you wouldn't get your shit together for me. You would just get your shit together for somebody else. But, like, what other relatable, like, what makes the show, like, fun for you? Like, what things that, like, the way they shoot it, like, things that go on, like, what things make you feel like, damn, this show is so good?
I mean, I think it has just the right amount of, like, funny and, like, serious. And it's, like, how her and her friend talk to each other is, like, relatable, because, like, that's how me and my sister talk to each other.
Is that your best friend?
Aww. Yeah, it's my best friend. Aww. Yeah, so, you know, it's just relatable like that. Like, you know, they have, like, little, like, inside jokes, and I mean...
Malibu?
Yeah, and we just, you know. So, I like that about it. I like that, I mean, like I said, the age group, like, you can really... It's a lot of relatable stuff, like, that they talk about, that they, like, do, you know, just...
And then, like, even, like, I think it's funny, like, the blood scenario. Like, you got a blood neighbor.
And she said that, remember that one episode? One that was, like,
walk,
a real, like...
Blood that she grew up with.
For
and
real.
She called her. And I think that's what's, like... we did a terrible job of telling y'all about this show, by the way. This podcast. But we'll do a better job from here on out. Just bear with us. But what makes it so great, too, is that they put... She puts a lot of people on that, like... It's so many dudes in the hood that's just not doing shit. But that little look can get them a look for something else, and then something else, and then something else. And then there's also a lot of older black actors, which you see, and she puts them in roles. Like, yeah. They're putting people in position. They're putting people in roles. And the show Insecure, we about to get deep and really stop fucking around now. Kind of. But the show Insecure is from a web series, Awkward Black Girl, that she did and she put out, and it was successful, and it got picked up by HBO to become Insecure. So with that, she said what she would do is she didn't really know how to do certain things, and she would just figure it out, and then she would just ask her friend, like, hey, do you want to be in this role? Hey, do you want to shoot this? Hey, can you hold a light? Can you do this? Can you do that? So it's just really good. God damn it. We're not doing good.
No, you're not.
I'm doing terrible. Blah, blah, blah. But I just think it's great that she really puts people on and she puts people in position. And then it seems like all of them really get along on the show. It don't seem like, no, like, I'm in my dressing room. Don't fucking talk to me. Like, outside of this show, we
no
don't
No Stacey Dash shit you said?
No, no.
Okay.
Like, outside of this show, we don't talk to each other. It seems like they really have a good time together.
Yeah.
Like,
I think they're like friends for real, all of them.
Yeah, and even
which
like she said, like They have like a wine thing. Like in one of the episodes, they would have wine and just talk or watch a movie. Like this is a certain mm-hmm. shit they do. And then they fight and they argue like regular friends. But it's just a really good show and the music in it.
Yeah, the music is like one of my favorite.
The music puts you on to like a lot of new artists.
And that's also like, yeah, putting them on. You know?
Exactly. Like it's just like real black empowerment. Black is in right now. If you didn't know, you better, you know, you already know. You know it's in. Black is in. Black is winning. And that's the thing that I had this conversation, I think, I don't know, this weekend or something. And I was just saying, like, it's black is in right now. So a lot of people's like, anything that's black. Like, people are like, yeah, like, I like it. Blackish. Black ink.
Whatever. I've always but, like, been, like, in the black.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, these major companies are like, oh, shit. Like, black is cool right now. So it's like.
You said Papa John's?
Oh yeah, shout out to Papa John. He got you niggas out the way. Fuck Papa John. But like black is like profitable right now. So I think that it won't go away because
what
of the
is internet. Profitable. What in the fucking slave trade are you trying to fucking do?
Jump boy. Right. What I'm just fuck? Saying like it's a lot of black shows and shit like that because like they're
it's,
showing
it's like more acceptable and like to be black and to be proud about it.
And we're going to be very brief on this, but let's just say 2-3 years ago, a lot of you niggas wasn't pro-black. A lot of you niggas was like, I'm Dominican, I'm this, I'm that. A lot of niggas was dodging black, and I've always been black. You ain't never going to catch me on some, like, na-na-na-boo-boo bullshit. and have me saying some dumb shit like I'm part Puerto Rican, I'm 3-part Italian.
No,
I've always been
really
this,
like,
but niggas is so proud of like natural hair now and like all this shit that niggas wasn't really like, nigga, you wasn't really on that shit like a couple years ago. A lot of you niggas, yeah. You know who you are, was not fucking pro black, and now everything is like. Oh, they're.
Remember when Jerry said he wasn't black?
Oh my god!
I had to.
I mean, they just—it's a lot of niggas that's like wasn't really on like being plowed. Oh my god!
Am I making you nervous?
Making you nervous, baby. A lot of niggas wasn't really proud of like they like melanin. The word melanin is big and. Stay woke and all this shit and all these things that people say is catchphrases and it's cool, but are you really living that in your life or are you just saying this shit? That's why I don't like saying certain things like that, because like I'm living this shit. I don't have to say these fucking catchphrases or like you
what
know,
catchphrases are
stay
they?
Woke or you know
you
whatever
don't
the
say
fuck.
Stay woke, but we have conversations and you can say like that person is or isn't woke, but I don't think.
But now another new thing is
woke.
Like niggas is in the sunken place, and like that's kind of funny, so I could fuck with that because like niggas that don't get it, Kanye West, Dak Prescott, people that's in the sunken place, you know, like. But I don't, and I don't even like that shit either. Like, oh, they're canceled. Like niggas been doing that forever. Like. When the fuck are we gonna stop doing that? Like, oh.
Canceling people?
Yeah, we're gonna
we're
cancel.
Not. Like, okay, I mean, we're gonna not. Stop canceling y'all when y'all,
yeah.
When y'all stop cooning.
I guess when they stop cooning or whatever, but niggas is like, oh, nah, we gonna cancel this, but like, nigga.
I mean, they be trying to cancel everybody.
You be trying to cancel that fucking 7-day subscription after you fucking use it with your broke ass. You can't cancel no fucking body if you ain't got the money for that $5 motherfucking boomerang.
You're so fucking ugly.
Subscription, but. I just, you know, it's just certain things, but what I'm saying in long term, long story long, is I've always been black. I've always been for this shit. I've always been for the cause. I've always been in a black mindset and proud of my blackness. Yes, sister. D-Ray from Black Lives Matter, he has a saying that says, I love my blackness and yours, and I think it's pretty great. So, that's it.
Okay.
I love your blackness.
Thank you. I love your black
message. But the music is very good, and it puts a lot of people on, like Daniel Caesar. Like, then they start breaking songs. Like, they play Insecure for the first time on Insecure with Bryson Tiller and Jasmine Sullivan.
Gold Link.
That
was a big one.
A lot of L.A. artists that I don't know, but yeah. She puts a lot of L.A. artists on.
And then it puts me on to, like, some shit. Like, damn, I heard that song on there. I like it. Who is that? I want to hear
And then
it.
Camera angles and what they do with the camera. They do 30 Days with Issa, 30 Days with Lawrence, and then they'll show you what they did and they bring it all together. Then they'll show you like what it could be and you don't know if it's real or not. Or they show you like they get in an argument and maybe he hit her and then like you can't tell if it's real or not. They do a really good job on this show of just like being good, and it makes you so proud of your blackness. Mm-hmm. It makes you so proud to see somebody winning and like nobody's hating on this shit.
Like, and she like does everything on it. Like, she's like writer, producer.
And it came from nothing. It came from a web series. It came from, and here's my third eye open. It came from not having shit but making something out of it. And that's what all of us are really striving to do. None of us really like going into these jobs. Like, none of us do. Like, you find a way to appreciate it, and you find a way to motivate yourself. Because you don't want to be a dick and just come in there.
Like most people.
Like, you don't want to be like everybody else. You don't want to be like 90% of your coworkers. You want to be the 10% that is the change in your job. And you want to find some happiness in it. But we want to do something, and she didn't really have no money for it, and she didn't really know nobody. So, like, people that she felt like would help her, like her friends, she put them on and they like came up together. Like the dude that plays like the Super Blood, he was part of that web series. Oh my God. He was part of the web series. So she gave him a role. It's not a huge role, but she didn't forget about him. Even the dude from what's the show?
Victorious,
like he really hasn't been getting no looks like that. No. And she brought him in, like, she's really helping people out. And it's really, like, it's really about, number one is, like, hey, take nothing. If you have a passion for it, you're going to find a way. I'm recording this podcast on my fucking computer. I don't know when it's going to die. So I'm telling you niggas, believe me.
You got to step out on faith.
Believe in yourself. Okay. Believe in what you got going on. Because where there's a will, there's a way. And we getting this shit to y'all. And hopefully y'all going to get this to the world and tell them about this is recorded. This little podcast, this little light of mine. Get it to Issa Rae. Issa Rae, let me tell you something right now.
Here we go.
We live in Georgia. Atlanta. A very, very rich and black place. You've been here. You was filming movies here and shit. You've been here. So this computer almost died, by the way. So Issa, you
just
hear me?
Just now?
Issa, y'all get this to Issa Rae. Y'all get this. This is going to Issa Rae. I'm speaking power and light into it.
Don't start with that fucking back to Africa bullshit.
So get this to Issa. This is recorded. Tell everybody. But it's just really cool. The music is great. And the music is from one Rafael Sadiq. And if you don't know who Rafael Sadiq is, you're dumb. And then also just Tony, look it up. He made a lot of songs you probably have heard. I hope you have heard. If you have any interest in Insecure, you have heard of Rafael Sadiq at some point in your life.
Yeah,
you really have. And just, you know, it's a really good show.
It's really like my favorite. Like, it's one of my favorite shows. Like, it's up there. Of course, Game of Thrones is number one.
Game of Thrones is number one. Like, Master still got then, us. She still got us in the chains. It's hard. It's some white creators. And
yeah, I don't care. It's the best fucking show I've ever seen. That shit is amazing. But, I mean, it's way different from Insecure. Yeah, so I feel totally like it's different levels to your show.
It's levels to the shit.
But Insecure and then the new show Love Is. Is like
another plug.
Insecure Love, Love is right there.
Love like, is together. Tuesday nights at 10 o'clock. That's so another good. Plug. What is her name? Because I don't want to mess it up. Because when she hears this, she might want to.
Mara Brock.
Akil.
And
his
she
name
made
is.
Girlfriends. I think his name is Salim.
Salim or Salam.
I think it's Salim.
Akil. Okay, so when y'all send that check, know that we say y'all names right. Make it out to Reggie and Shan Bullock, okay? Because we get this out there. Namaste.
Okay.
And let's get this bread. It's just a really good show that everybody should see. We want to do some recap episodes possibly. It depends on if you niggas download this. I mean, I really don't promote this, so it's kind of like if the universe comes in and just brings light to this little podcast, it'll be great. And we'll see where it goes.
Mm-hmm.
And if it goes really good, then we'll do like recaps of each episode this season. But we just really, if it goes nowhere, just watch the show. and listen to this podcast for more content from us. But it's just a really good show, and we just want her to win. And I love that for her when she got, like, people start talking shit when she was going into the second season. Like, you're bleaching your skin and you're, like, liposuctioning or losing weight and shit like that. And she was like, well, when somebody's on fucking TV for, like, a year straight and have to see themselves, it kind of makes you want to, like...
But she said, like, yeah, I'm famous.
She said, I made it because niggas say I'm bleaching my skin and I'm fucking not eating anymore.
But the sad thing is that celebrities really do be doing that type of
they
shit.
They really, because they don't like the way they look. And I think
but
for
I
her...
But I think she just didn't like how she looked on camera. And she was a little bit bigger on the first season.
But she wasn't
But she
like
was like a little bit like... like not even chubby. But like she didn't like it. So I mean she changed it. I mean but she don't look like scary skinny now.
No,
she just looks like now she's a vegan.
The glow up?
Oh my God. I wouldn't say glow up because I thought she looked good. You know how some people look good with a little bit of weight? Like, I didn't think she looked bad, but
she didn't like how she looked, and that's what it is for anybody.
That's what you have to do for yourself.
Yeah.
But she didn't, like, lose a whole bunch of weight, and now she fucking looks like
dead.
You know, anorexic. Okay. You know, she lost the weight, and she looks just toned or whatever.
Yeah,
she, you can tell she's vegan now, probably, and like you work out.
Yo, I seen a meme of like these mannequins, and there's one mannequin like leaning down, like crying, and the other one pointing. And it was like black families when somebody tried to put pork in your plate, and you say you don't want no pork. And it was like, yo, this nigga vegan. Oh my God. That shit was so funny.
You shouldn't eat pork,
to me.
Though.
Yeah, don't eat the swine.
Don't eat meat at all.
It's a lot of bullshit with me.
It's a lot of bullshit.
We trying not to, like, we're not going to pressure y'all, but we trying to tell y'all, like, it's a lot of bullshit out there. Like, we about to only eat grass and, like, from, like, the finest of places.
Or, like eat wish, like, sandwiches?
Yeah, and, like, drink our spit and, you know, all kind of regular shit.
Okay.
Like that went too far?
That was okay. I don't like when people say drink your spit.
It was a little weird. I'm sorry.
Like, I can't talk to you.
We lost everybody. Like, y'all. Like, y'all. I'm going to edit that out, y'all. Everybody. I'm going to lose that. We lost everybody. I'm going to edit that out. But, yeah, man. Like, Insecure is just a really good show. Like, if you're kind of younger, I don't know if you'll dig it the same. But for, like you said, like, the 25 through, like, 34 and a half. Like, tell her I'm 34. Remember, I used to tell her I'm 9 and a half. Like, what the fuck is that?
That was like a thing until you're
what
like 13.
What the fuck is that?
Or 12. Like, you're like, I'm 10 and a half. Like, first of all, you just fucking turned 10.
And if you ever use the term tween, slap yourself.
Like, I've never heard anybody.
Like, pull your hand all the way back and slap the shit out of yourself.
You've heard somebody say tween?
I've heard it probably on Disney Channel.
Yeah, but so you didn't hear somebody like, I'm a tween. Never. So stop.
I wanted to be cool.
I hate it. I probably said I was like 8 and a half. And then after that, I was like, I'm not 8 and a half.
No, I used to try to talk to my sister's like older friend. She's like 5 years older than me, I think. And like tell her I'm like fucking 13 when I'm like 9. It's like, nigga.
Did she believe
how?
You?
Tell your friend I'm fucking like, fuck no. It was really stupid. And I'm going to leave y'all with this story because I'm always going to leave on a high note. Let me just tell you this. At one point in my life, when White Tees first came out, I used to go buy Hanes t-shirts from Kmart, and I was like, okay, this is like what White Tees is like. And then like I had a real hood nigga tell me like, that ain't it, bro. It's kind of like small, it's kind of thin. That's like, that's more of an undershirt. So he showed me of a marvelous place called Foot Locker where you get the Pro Club tees, 5 for 20. Like, I almost fucked tees up just now. This is a bad podcast for me. Please help me. Please donate to my GoFundMe so I can get some, like, speech lessons because obviously I got a lot of spit in my mouth or, like, some shit. Like, it's not working out for me tonight. But I hope it works out for you. I hope you watch Insecure Sunday nights at 10:30. I hope you watch Love Is Tuesday nights at 10 o'clock on OWN. Insecure is on HBO. I hope everybody that's back in school, shout out to y'all back in college. back at school after a while, you had some kids, you know what I'm saying?
What are you doing?
And like your mom gave you a couple dollars because she was like, you need to get your life on track, or you got a loan, but you going to school for the first like 6 weeks.
And then you going to drop out just to get the refund check?
Because you a real nigga and niggas can't judge you because they got three kids with four different baby dads. So like, who the fuck are they talking to? So, you know, I just hope like y'all just have a good time. And I hope I don't fuck up any more words like the next time, because this was like by far the worst time with me like
having. It was only like a few.
Like I was talking like you, my just tongue was fucking enlarged and I got my fucking tonsils taken out. Like what the fuck is going? Do I need a popsicle? Like what the fuck is going on?
It wasn't that bad. You are just nervous. Can you imagine? Babe.
Oh no. Oh my God. I thought we lost it, y'all. I thought we lost the real one. I thought we lost, but we got it. We back. Because my God. Ladies and gentlemen, that sound of like quiet pause was, I thought I recorded this whole fucking 45 minutes and this shit froze. But it didn't. You know why? Because God,
He is able.
And I'm about to stop this shit before it really cut off. God bless y'all. Good night.